be true.
How can you see into my eyes like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so numb? You fill my soul, my spirit.
Particularly interesting is Hollywood is not bashful about shouting down those who disagree or casting doubt, whether implicitly or otherwise, on views that contradict the Hollywood narrative. And it's I think ironic. These are people that have a platform and a voice or a venue to say what they want, and they really don't give the same deference to alternative or especially opposing views. Interesting. Yeah. You don't hear the truth about what's happening. It's kind of the point. At the end of the day, uh, you get a very slanted narrative, which is interesting. Donald Trump tweeting on some of this earlier today.
My spirit sleeping somewhere cold.
Good morning.
Morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. Holy cow. Good morning. What a way to start the week. We're going to start a Monday. We're having some audio difficulties. And that apparently began with the conclusion of Friday's broadcast. So I apologize for that. Thanks for hanging in there. Very strange. So let's chat a little bit about things that are happening. Let's talk about the Comey testimony last week. First of all, we'll go back to that. And that's been chewed over for hours and hours, obviously, since James Comey testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing last week on the Trump-Russia stuff. They titled it over at C-SPAN, even, which is supposed to be nonpartisan, but I digress. And a lot of other interesting things happening. Was interesting what kind of surfaced or leaked out as a result of the Bilderberg meetings from June 1st to the 4th. That was really not acknowledged largely last week. There was virtually no media coverage. There was allusion the meetings. I mentioned one or two people talking about being a part of security detail, for example, for Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, but for what? On Friday the 2nd, specifically. And that was, of course, for Bilderberg, because he was one of the attendees. Gentilly, Virginia, obviously playing host to this year's Bilderberg meeting. But first, let's talk about the Comey story. James Comey testified that in one of his meetings with Donald Trump, that Donald Trump dismissed everyone else, including Attorney General Jeff Sessions, to whom the FBI director reports. So all chain of command and all corroborating witnesses were dismissed from the room, from the Oval Office, according to Comey. And it was just the two of them, according to James Comey. So Comey was fired on May 9th. The New York Times article, and as the New York Times article, May 11th, articulated the content of the Comey memo. And so James Comey was fired on the 9th, Tuesday the 9th. On the 11th, Thursday, 2 days later, the New York Times article the article was titled, "In a private dinner, Trump demanded loyalty. Comey demurred." Remember that article that articulated the content of the alleged Comey memo? It cited two sources repeatedly, but didn't mention the memo specifically. That was the May 16th article was the article that mentioned the sources. Comey memo says Trump asked him to end Flynn investigation. So Trump tweeted the tapes tweet, the infamous tapes tweet on the 12th, Friday the 12th, the day after the New York Times story broke that articulated the contents of the Comey memo. So Comey testified under oath. He woke up in the middle of the night on Monday the 15th after that weekend, Friday, the 12th was, May 12th was when Donald Trump tweeted the tapes tweet. Comey testified he woke up in the middle of the night on Monday and subsequently shared the memo content, leaked it to his friend Daniel Richmond over at Columbia Law School, and did that so that Richmond would share the contents of the memo with a reporter in hopes of prompting the appointment of special counsel, which incidentally happened the following day, the day after the New York Times story, 5/16, the Tuesday, May 16th, New York Times story, the Comey memo story. Comey memo says Trump asked him to end Flynn's investigation. So that is a highly politicized series of events that America has, I guess we're all falling for the Jedi mind trick generally in America, not realizing how highly politicized that is. And this after a history of James Comey gaslighting the American public, politicizing events, and being caught doing it, and then telling us all that he's not. The New York Times even said it in the April 22nd article, I've mentioned, Comey tried to shield the FBI from politics, then he shaped an election. That's not politicizing events. Talk more when we come back. Stick around. I'll be right back after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time, the green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning. They yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Yeah! Oh, next. Back. All right, so let's just get this out of the way, this Comey thing. So Comey was fired on the 9th. The New York Times article that articulated the Comey memo content was published on the 11th, mentions two sources, didn't mention the memo specifically. Donald Trump tweeted on the 12th, the tapes. Comey testified he woke up, testified under oath, he woke up Monday morning, well, in the middle of the night on Monday, and realized, because he didn't realize before, the director, well, we'll get to that in a second, said he didn't realize before that there might be corroboration, there might be tapes, and subsequently shared the memo content with friend Daniel Richmond to share it with a reporter in hopes of prompting the appointment of special counsel. As I said, that happened one day after the New York Times story, Tuesday, 5/16, New York Times story, titled Comey Memo says Trump asked him to end Flynn investigation. That, again, as I said, is a highly politicized series of events. It seems like a hit job, but even the New York Times acknowledges that Comey politicizes things. He has a history of it. The most recent example I mentioned before the break is that New York Times article, Comey tried to shield the FBI from politics. Then he shaped an election, which he clearly did. And that has been a hotly contested issue. Regardless of where you stand on the issue, it's clear that James Comey did politicize the presidential campaign of 2016. And that's the culmination of a series of politicized events as well. Not the least of which, of course, is what is referred to now in the halls of the UCMJ as the Clinton defense. I didn't mean to do it. And so during Comey's congressional testimony regarding his denial of preferential treatment to Hillary Clinton, which clearly he gave preferential treatment. So the American public says that, you know, we watch as Bill Clinton spends 45 minutes on the tarmac with Loretta Lynch, and then Lynch says, you know, we'll go with the FBI's recommendation. The FBI deposes Hillary Clinton after chasing her around. How does that happen, by the way? 4 months, apparently, finally gets a statement from her, and even Comey admitted that even though Hillary Clinton wasn't placed under oath, and why was that? That to lie to the FBI is still a criminal offense. Okay, so did he question her? No. Did he really review the deposition? No. This all in an effort to maintain plausible deniability. And he admits that she lied, including to the FBI, it would seem, yet no criminal charges were recommended. No prosecution was recommended by the FBI. This is unprecedented. He says, no, that's normal. You know, intent is, no, there have been many people prosecuted the BS of the FBI, you know, I mean, without getting off into a diatribe, that The Intercept has published several stories about folks who haven't committed a crime. They've tweeted, and the FBI recommends charges. They haven't done anything. These are thought crimes. They've been prosecuted. Some folks are spending 20 years in prison. They haven't indicated they're going to do anything. So intent? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
My friend.
friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, and all that use me stuff. I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me. Until you use me up.
Welcome back.
Until you use me up.
All right. I'll come back to this, but the overarching point here is that we are descending into the turmoil of the Glasnost effect, I would say. You know, no one has done more to further foment, to fan the flames of controversy than the Donald Trump presidency, unfortunately. I said that might happen, and indeed it has, which I don't think is an accident. I don't think Donald Trump was as much of an outlier as many folks would like to imagine. So, there are people that are spending time in prison, that, you know, first of all, it's difficult to, argue that there is fair treatment under the law. I mean, it's almost impossible. So Hillary Clinton, the Clinton defense, you know, she didn't mean to do anything. Meanwhile, one of the stories that I was referring to in the last segment, The Intercept has published, that story back in June of last year, 9 lost souls, the FBI charged as terrorists, while letting the Orlando shooter go. One of the stories mentioned is that of Safia Roe Yassin, who was a resident of Buffalo, Missouri, a town of 3,000 people, and she was a single mother, outspoken about what they referred to as conspiracy theories, including alleged links between autism and childhood vaccinations. Well, there's evidence to suggest that. That's not a conspiracy theory, but the reason that always falls through the cracks is because glyphosate, I think, is the catalyzing agent, as Dr. Stephanie Seneff, senior research professor over at MIT, has pointed out. That's it's vital in understanding the direct causal link. So glyphosate catalyzes the neurotoxins in vaccines and in other environmental neurotoxins, etc. So glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, is instrumental for understanding that. I've talked about that many times. So anyway, just a little side note on that. But that was one of the things that Yassin talked about, and the poisoning of the American public by chemtrails, which is interesting because now you keep fast-forwarding. I mean, even the CIA says, hey, geoengineering is a great idea. Oh, you mean what you guys have been doing for decades already? This milkshake sky, I don't remember seeing that type of cloud formation, which it is not. The crosshatch pattern, that doesn't seem like a natural cloud formation. That's interesting. But again, I digress. So now, not only are we being led to believe that chemtrails are normal and not an issue, but again, the ultimate gaslighting of the American public. That thing that didn't exist before, well, now it exists, and now it's not only bad, it's or not only does it exist, it's not bad, it's a good thing. It's they're trying to do. It's crazy. Anyway, again, I digress. So, according to the Intercept story last June, sometime in 2014, a Facebook friend complained to the FBI about Yassin's increasingly erratic online posts. She had begun posting messages in support of the Islamic State, although her sister described her to local media as a Christian. Huh. Alongside her Facebook activity, Yassin had been operating dozens of Twitter accounts. According to the criminal complaint, on August 24, 2015, Yassin retweeted a message from another user that contained threats against U.S. government officials. As the complaint noted, her unrelenting support of ISIL, ISIS, was patently obvious in her verbatim tweets. I see. Yassin was taken into custody in February 2016 and charged with transmitting a threat. Huh. This pleaded not. At last check, she was facing up to 5 years in prison. And, you know, as far as miscategorizing tweets, I'm not saying that she wasn't supporting ISIS. The friends and family close to her essentially disagreed with the charges. Anyway, if this is true, if the criminal complaint is true, that she was it was patently obvious in her verbatim tweets to retweet something, a verbatim retweet. Apparently, somebody doesn't understand how Twitter works. Retweeting is always verbatim. It's a reposting of the tweet. That's a strange statement, but apparently, she was using over 97 accounts to disseminate her information. Some information included the names and locations of FBI agents. Well, that just won't do. Folks need to read Trevor Aronson's, listen to Trevor Aronson's TED Talk. She was caring for her children alone. She was partially paralyzed, unable to hold a real job, and, so the pivotal question, apparently, in the trial, if a non-Muslim woman would have tweeted this, would they have arrested her? The things she said apparently were not even grammatically understandable. There was no first person used, no pronouns used. A number of other just oddities. The federal government scoops her up and she's facing prison time. Her unrelenting support of ISIL was patently obvious in her verbatim retweets. So she's retweeting things that aren't even her own words, but, and I understand, I'm not trying to defend terrorism, but these are kind of thought crimes, future crimes. She never said, I'm going to do something, and didn't express any intent retweeting things, and some of them unintelligible. Doesn't seem to me to clearly indicate intent. Certainly not to bring someone up on for prison time. That seems odd. If intent is an issue, then why isn't Kathy Griffin already in prison? And her photographer, Tyler Shields, because of that little exchange that they had, we're going down for this. Apparently she knew it was a bad idea. So what about Madonna? Madonna has thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. Why isn't she in prison? That's intent. Sounds like a clear expression of intent. But we're not interested in fair treatment under the law these days, because there is no law. It's all administrative procedure. It's all public policy. We fabricate things in a faux attempt to provide the theatrical indication of justice. It's really not about justice, though. It's really about fomenting all of these conflicts, all of this turmoil. Because framing someone like Safia Rowe Yassin, and someone could argue, you know what, maybe she really did want to do something. Okay, well, she's a partially disabled woman who retweets and posts tweets that are largely unintelligible, but, you know, she has a valid point. I mean, if you kind of read between the lines, it's not just that cut and dried. But I can't imagine that she's really a threat to the extent that years of prison time is seriously in order. That seems astonishing. Meanwhile, folks like Madonna talk about thinking an awful lot about blowing up the White House, and that's okay. So obviously there's hypocrisy there, and again, all of this, I believe, falls right into the discussion of fomenting these contrived conflicts, fomenting this turmoil in glasnost fashion, and precisely the fashion that Pike wrote about in his allegedly spurious letter to Mazzini. About colliding the forces of political Zionism and political Islam together, and he said, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. And we see that the nihilist is categorized by wanting to burn everything down, all social convention, all institutions, all traditions, things of that nature. And to me, and the atheist, of course, doesn't recognize and doesn't hold to the sanctity of life, because to an atheist, life is not precious, truly. And I'm not trying to insult or offend any atheist, but if the ideology or the thought process of atheism is brought to its critical end, then there is no distinction, I guess, in mankind over any other form of life. The Bible, on the other hand, says that mankind was created precious, different, created a little lower than the angels, and in the image of God. That's special. We're supposed to hold the lives of one another in highest regard. And that has a different connotation. People argue about things like, you know, abortion, that every argument gets muddied. People say, you know, at what point is it life? And there are all kinds of clever little arguments for and against. But the Bible says that, you know, people ask the question, at what point is a child in the womb considered life? Well, it depends on who you ask, and who better to ask than the creator of life, God himself. And in the Psalms, he says that he knew us before the foundation of the earth. So if that's true, then life was life long before conception. If he numbered the hairs on our head, knew all of our days, knew all of our deeds. That's true. As I said before, that to me reminds me of the image of the movie before movies went digital. On the reel, in the projector room, you know, in the theater, we see moving pictures on the screen. They are moving pictures. It looks like it's happening real time. But up in the projector room, the projector operator can spread that celluloid film out on a table and look at each frame for as long as he wants, or look at all of the friends at the same time for as long as he wants, which reminds me of Peter reminding us that to God, a day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as a day. So we have all of these arguments, the nihilists, atheists, all of the contention that is being fomented, the turmoil that's being fomented as part of what I would call the glasnost effect, plays into this. The nihilists and the atheists, you know, listening to Bernie Sanders and that incident last week that was overshadowed by the Comey testimony. Sanders grilling OMB nominee on his Christian faith. You know, everybody's all up in arms on either side of that issue. Confirmation hearing of Russell Bott for as Trump's nominee for deputy director of the OMB. And maybe we'll play a clip of that in the next hour. But, you know, this is kind of, Sanders says that he's not the kind of person, the way Sanders said it, I think in my view, statement made by Mr. Vought is indefensible. It is hateful. It is Islamophobic. I think that's a stretch. And it is an insult to over a billion Muslims throughout the world, Bernie Sanders says. And he said, this country, since its inception, has struggled sometimes with great pain to overcome discrimination of all forms. We must not go backwards. Well, Sanders' remarks sound discriminatory and incendiary, inflammatory. They have proven so. And just because, you know, and it's just, it's sad to see what's happening. We're devolving. Again, I return to the point that I've made over and over. Virtue, morality, and religion are essential. And the religion, in that order, religion is predicated on virtue and morality. As far as religion is concerned, by the way, James 1:26 and 27, I think, is what I always refer to as far as religion is concerned. Stick around, I'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast, and after experiencing some audio difficulties, apparently that began late Friday, we finally got on track. Appreciate your patience as far as that's concerned, but just kind of back to the point. So this controversy over intent, there have been numerous cases, and admittedly, Safia Rowe Yassin may be controversial. I'm not saying that her case is not. It's odd, to be sure, but there have been a number of cases where intent is not clearly established, yet folks have been sentenced to prison anyway. The most famous case, perhaps, is that of Barrett Brown, the American journalist who founded Project PM, a research collaboration, and Wiki to facilitate analysis of the troves of hacked emails and other leaked information concerning the inner workings of the cyber military industrial complex. And, that's an interesting story. In January 2015, Brown was sentenced to 63 months in federal prison for crimes of accessory after the fact, obstruction of justice, and threatening a federal officer, stemming from the FBI's investigation into the 2012 Strat4 email leak, which is an interesting subject. I don't know. You may recall some of us talking about Strat4 email leaks. And Strat4 was always, that was a fairly obvious intelligence community outlet. Prosecutors had previously brought other charges associated with his sharing of an HTTP link to the leaked Strat4 data, but those charges were dropped in 2014 as part of the sentence. Brown was also required to pay almost $900,000 to Strat4. So basically, in simple terms, the good guys are prosecuted while the bad guys go free and are paid damages. Kind of sounds like what's happening over in the Israel-Palestine conflict. But again, I digress. So all of these conflicts are being fomented. We're protecting, we're shielding bullies these days, and the true victims are being punished and forced to pay reparations. This is all, again, fomenting these conflicts. Back in the 60s and 70s, terrorists were protected by the courts, and now that we have created this unhinged society, where virtue and morality and religion have gone by the wayside, now we're going to continue fomenting this conflict by rounding up folks that really aren't a threat to foment more animosity within them and their communities. So like the Yemeni thing, rounding up Yemeni folks and interning them at Gitmo. So we're just fomenting further conflict in all of this.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.